560 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Tornadoes have killed two people in Tennessee and one person in North Carolina. The Weather Channel meteorologist Reynolds Wolf in Nashville says parts of the country are dealing with lots of severe weather.
Plenty of moisture feeding in from the Gulf of Mexico. We have the daytime heating creating an unstable air mass. And then we have this energy that is rolling from west to east. It is a bevy of watches and warnings. And again, some very tumultuous storms that are racing across America's landscape, bringing with it really the hammer blows of severe weather, including tornadoes.
Even though much of the nation is welcoming spring, winter is still a part of everyday life in places like Montana, where blizzard warnings are posted in some areas. Carrie Parker of the group Helping Hands is worried about the homeless.
All of the religions in the world, including Christianity, that's what it comes down to, that gospel love. And that means taking care of one another. It means loving one another. And it means stepping up, you know, showing up to make a difference, too.
The Biden administration is now confirming reports that it is holding up shipments of some weapons to Israel, possibly as a way to keep the IDF from launching a full-scale assault on a city where many Palestinians are sheltering. More from CBS's Margaret Brennan.
It is the first such limiting action put on Israel in this seven-month war Hamas began back in October.
Over the top.
But President Biden warned Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu a month ago that he was considering a policy change if Israel did not show more care for civilians. Half of the 35,000 dead in Gaza are children. While Biden did usher through $26 billion in emergency aid to Israel, he's under pressure from more than half of congressional Democrats who are calling for him to withhold offensive weaponry.
Washington, D.C. police have removed the encampment of pro-Palestinian protesters from the grounds of George Washington University. Mayor Muriel Bowser.
MPD's response to First Amendment demonstration is apolitical. It is without regard to one side or the other, and it's focused on public safety.
The House of Representatives has resoundingly defeated Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene's motion to remove Speaker of the House Mike Johnson. Republicans and Democrats alike let her have it on the House floor.
Declaring the office of Speaker of the House Representatives to be vacant.
Thousands of American fans of Taylor Swift will be traveling to Europe to see her perform. She's beginning an 18-city Europe tour on Thursday. The arena in Paris where she's performing says Americans bought 20% of the tickets for the concert. The Chamber of Commerce in Stockholm says about 10,000 people are coming from the U.S. for her shows in Sweden. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden in Wisconsin Wednesday touting Microsoft's new investment and his own economic record in Racine. The president reminding voters Donald Trump and Foxconn promised 13,000 new jobs in the area but never delivered.
3,500 total jobs left Wisconsin during my predecessor's term. But that's not on my watch.
Biden says he's created more jobs than Trump and nearly $1 trillion in private sector investment across the country. Vice President Kamala Harris returns to Wisconsin next week. It will be her fourth visit to Wisconsin this year. Harris plans to be in Milwaukee a week from tomorrow to call attention to the administration's efforts to boost the economy with steps like student loan debt forgiveness and support for education. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The crew is coming home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers wrapping up a road trip. They open a four-game set tomorrow against the St. Louis Cardinals at American Family Field in Milwaukee. The Brewers losing to the Royals 6-4 on Wednesday. Tuesday night, the Brewers with a dramatic come-from-behind win last night when Willie Adames comes up with a three-run homer, a called shot in front of Royals fans to win 6-5 in KC. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I mean, that's playing all nine. When you play all nine, you got a chance every pitch. And it came down to the last pitch. I mean, it was like, did I just see that? It was a cool moment.
NFL, the Packers' regular season schedule, not to be released now until sometime next week, maybe Wednesday, May 15th. The Packers hoping to improve even more on offense.
You're always, always looking to take the next step. You have to keep evolving, and so it's just a matter of what's our best next step.
That's Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stanovich with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds and showers developing here in the overnight. Upper 40s by sunrise, a northeast wind. On Thursday, showers will be likely. Plentiful cloud cover out there. Highs will be chilly, reaching the lower 50s. Right now, it's 55.
Crude and Dom.
President Biden says he'll stop weapon shipments to Israel if they invade Rafah. And Trump's back in court with Stormy Daniels. Devil's Advocates, we've got all the coverage you need.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to News, Talk, and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. A lot to talk about today, and in this program is this. Well, actually, let me get to that and just say I just have to share with you a funny. I saw this on the internet. It's a tweet by Dr. Dana Menard, and Dana writes, "The cat who was completely obsessed with my bump when I was pregnant is quite uninterested in the baby now that she's out." And then she adds, "It's a weird way to find out that my cat is a Republican." I thought that was just great. All right, Paul Krugman, of all people, not of all people. Paul's pretty good, you know, not only is he a Nobel Prize winning economist, but he's a pretty good progressive. In fact, Paul joined us on the Air America cruise back in, I think it was 2006 or 7, something like that. He and I debated whether or not we should have free trade. He was in favor, I was opposed. It was interesting. I don't think he was real happy with me. But he's a nice guy. He's and a very, very smart man. And I have a lot of respect for Paul Krugman and his writings. And he's now talking about how Florida... And this is just weird, right? Florida just banned selling meat that was grown in the laboratory, although it's not actually grown in a laboratory. It'd be grown in, you know, big meat factories, basically, because they're trying to protect the Florida meat farmers, the ranchers, whatever they call themselves. And, you know, lab-grown meat is now a thing. It's real. And it will probably be showing up in substantial quantities in the next year or two in stores. It's just a matter of getting it to scale and making it cheaper than regular meat. And the difference, I don't eat meat. I have not eaten a piece of red meat since I was 16 years old, or since I was probably 15 years old. I think that that's probably. Something that I can credit my reasonably good health with. Never thought I'd live past 30, but here I am. But in any case, what I'm understanding is that from people who are meat eaters, that lab-grown meat is absolutely indistinguishable from regular meat. But the big plus of it is that it's very lean. It doesn't have the fats. It doesn't have anything close to the level of saturated fats that real meat does. It also doesn't have the pesticides that cows get from, you know, eating their grass, their grains and things. It doesn't have the heavy metal. I mean, just all the stuff that accumulates in the bodies of any animal it takes probably 30, 40 pounds of grass to make 1 pound of meat. And I don't know the numbers, but, you know, it's probably in somewhere in that neighborhood, maybe a lot more actually. And those compounds accumulate. Now, that doesn't happen in lab-grown meat. It's essentially pure. It's bottom line is it's healthier. And if And also, you know, the number one cause of climate change right now is transportation. The number two cause of climate change is building heating. And I might have those two backwards. It might be one and two are reversed. The number three cause of climate change worldwide is animal agriculture. Because it's just, you know, it's very, very intensive stuff. And it uses enormous, I mean, just, you know, making fertilizers. They make a lot of fertilizers. They make out of natural gas. You've got, you know, growing, transporting, you know, all the tractors and everything running on gasoline and whatnot. So it would be good for the planet, too. But this, as Paul Krugman writes, Florida has banned making and selling meat that's grown in a lab, a move several other states are considering amid worries about consumer safety and concerns that the technique could hurt the beef and poultry industries. And that's the bottom line. And Krugman says this new Florida law is a perfect illustration of how crony capitalism, culture war, conspiracy theorizing, and rejection of science have merged. Ground together, you might say, in a way that largely defines American conservatism today. So the crony capitalism part is, you know, the farmers in Florida get together and they go to the legislators and they say, hey, we give you guys money every year, you better do what we say, or you're not going to get any more money from us. And the lab-grown meat industry is nowhere near large enough to compete with, you know, the agriculture industry. Big ag is huge. The culture war thing, I mean, here you got Donald Trump Jr. Tweeting, I'm pretty sure I ate 4 pounds of red meat yesterday, and, you know, posting pictures of him and his dumb and dumber brother Eric, you know, with dead elephants and dead cheetahs and dead rhinos and, you know, dead whatever they can shoot. I mean, these guys are so-called big game hunters, which is, you know, another way of saying pathetic men with little penises who run around with big guns to kill animals, you know, that are, you know, beautiful. The prettier, the more startling and stark, extraordinary and rare the animal, the more these guys get off on killing them, which, you know, gives you an insight into how just withered and dead their souls are. But that's the culture war part. He's crony capitalism, culture war, conspiracy theorizing. Oh my God, the lab-grown meat is going to turn you into, you know, fill in the blanks, right? It's and rejection of science. And of course, you know, the same thing. And it's not just the science of how you grow meat and all that. It's also the science of climate change. So he goes on to say, first, it puts the lie to any claim that the right is the side standing firm for limited government. Government doesn't get much more intrusive than having politicians tell you what you can and cannot eat. I find this fascinating. I remember, you know, in New York who was the mayor at the time? Was that Dinkins? I'm not sure who was the mayor at the time, but, you know, when they tried to eliminate the 16-ounce, Mike Bloomberg. Mike Bloomberg was the mayor of New York when this happened. We've got an obesity problem, and it's starting, you know, kids are starting to get obese, so let's make it illegal to sell 16 and 20 and 24 and 26-ounce and 30-ounce soft drinks and limit them to 12 ounces. And the Republicans just went insane. Oh, my God, he wants to tell us what we can drink and how big our drinks can be, and this is big government, and this is the nanny state. And it was like for a month they were hysterical about it, and Bloomberg backed off. Those same people are now saying, no, we're not going to let you eat lab-grown meat, even though it's healthier for you and healthier for our planet. And, you know, once it reaches scale, it'll definitely be a lot cheaper. He goes on to say, politicians who claim to worship free markets should be vehemently opposed to any attempt to suppress innovation. But when it might hurt established interests, but which is what this amounts to, why aren't they? Part of the answer, he says, and this is, again, profound and true from Paul Krugman, he says part of the answer, of course, is that many never truly believed in freedom. Only freedom for some. Beyond that, however, meat consumption, like everything else, has been caught up in the culture wars. Real men eat beef. You know, I mean, we've seen these ads. Not some liberal substitute, right? So I just thought that was a story that was really, Republicans have done such a good job of promoting themselves as limited government. All they mean when they say limited government is that they want to cut programs that help working class and poor people, that cost the federal government money that has to be paid for with taxes on billionaires. That's all they mean. They want a limited government in as much as they don't want government to do things that help people like you and me, because some billionaire is going to have to pay for it with his taxes, or pay for some small part of it, actually. And, you know, therein is the truth. The whole limited government thing is the law. So let's just be clear about this, okay? And put to bed this stupid... It's just like they're saying they're pro-life. No, they're not pro-life. They're pro-pregnancy. They're pro-birth. But once a baby's born, you know, as I opened this segment, you know, once the baby is born, Republicans don't care. They don't want to feed them. They don't want to house them. They don't want to provide them with medical care. They don't even want to educate them.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
15 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back. Trump just got a huge warning sign in Indiana. I have to tell you about that, and I'll be picking up your calls. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. Of course, we'll follow the Bucks through the playoffs and bring you Badgers and Packers when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour, now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Brewers fans, the ballpark never tasted so good. Now that Vienna beef hot dogs are available, don't miss out on the quality culinary home run of the season, which can be cooked to your liking for that classic ballpark taste. Grab a pack of Vienna beef hot dogs at your favorite local grocer today. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah. It's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful stuff for healthy blood pressure. They feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something really good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I take them. Plus, with no pills to swallow, they taste wonderful. Paired to the healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeets is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. The new Superbeets Heart Chews Advanced support healthy CoQ10 levels as well, an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeets Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% by going to GetSuperBeets.com. And use the code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's GetSuperBeets, BEETS.com. Code TOM to get a free 30-day supply on all bundles of new Superbeets Heart Chews Advance and save 15%. GetSuperBeets.com, code TOM, T-H-O-M. 21 minutes past the hour, so this unexpected warning for Trump. This is fascinating. Yesterday, Indiana had a primary. And when the results came in last night, now on the Democratic side, I believe that President Biden was unopposed. It appears that none of the other candidates got their names on the ballot, so he got 100% of the vote. But Donald Trump was, you know, Nikki Haley was still on the ballot. Now Nikki, just to be clear, Nikki Haley has said, "I'm no longer running. Don't vote for me." In fact, I believe that she's endorsed Donald Trump. And yet, 22% of the people who showed up to vote in Indiana yesterday voted for Nikki Haley in the Republican primary. That is not a good sign for, you know, what did Stormy Daniels call him in the tweet that got read aloud in the courtroom yesterday, the orange turd? Not a good sign for him. I won't say that word again. My apologies. The other one is that there's a Republican, Victoria Spartz, S-P-A-R-T-Z, who is a member of Congress. She's a first-term member of Congress, a freshman member of Congress, and she's actually a Ukrainian immigrant. But she's a Republican, and she's gone, you know, full on right wing and embracing Trump and the whole bit, to the point that. When the Ukraine aid package came before the House of Representatives a couple of weeks ago, she voted against it. She voted against support for the country where she has family, which is bizarre. I mean, voting with Putin. But anyhow, that should have gotten her, you know, a lot of Republican votes in theory, right? But she only got 39% of the vote in the primary. Now, that was enough for her to hang on to her seat. I mean, she will remain in Congress. It's a red district, so winning the primary means you win the general election. But 39%, and by the way, she spent $700,000 of her own money in the last 2 weeks of the race because the polling was showing, you know, how badly she was doing. This is suburban Indianapolis. So, you know, keep in mind, Indiana gave Trump a double-digit margin, over 10% in 2016 and in 2020. But Tuesday night, even though Trump won all of the state's 58 delegates, Nikki Haley posted above 30-point performances in Indianapolis, Marion County, and Hamilton County, which is an affluent suburb to the south of Marion County. Now, this might have something to do with it. I mean, Vice President Mike Pence was the governor of Indiana, and before that, he was the congressman from Indiana, and before that, he was a talk show host in Indiana. It's just a right-wing talk show host. That's how Mike Pence got. Before that, his family owned a bunch of kind of 7-Eleven type convenience stores. They were called Tobacco Row. That's why in 2000, Mike Pence wrote an op-ed for an Indiana newspaper saying that there's no proof that tobacco causes cancer. I mean, you know, he'll lie about anything, right? But he's not lying about Donald Trump. He's Mike Pence, the former governor, congressman, talk show host, and vice president, is openly saying now that he will not vote for Donald Trump, and he's not going to endorse Donald Trump. Actually, his spokesperson declined to say how he voted on Tuesday, but he has declined to endorse Donald Trump. This suggests to me that, again, that the polls are way off. Now, I have to be careful here. You know, in the 2016 election, I realized, and Louise reminded me this morning when we were taking our walk, that in 2016, I did say that I was concerned that Trump was going to win. I did at one point predict that Trump was going to win. On multiple other occasions, I predicted that Hillary Clinton was going to win. So, you know, and it wasn't that I was trying to have it both ways. It was that, you know, circumstances were changing. And but I'm not running around saying, oh, I accurately predicted 2016. But the point is that, you know, this is a very tight race. It was a tight race in 2016. It was a tight race in 2020. Joe Biden won by 80,000 votes in four states, maybe five states. And, you know, which raises the question, what's wrong with America that somebody like Donald Trump, a convicted rapist, a convicted fraudster, a convicted thief, well, he's been sued over 3,000 times for theft, ran a fake charity, stole money from children, from a children's cancer charity? I mean, if Joe Biden had done even one of any of those things, he would be politically toast. It would be the end of his career. Sleeping with a porn star and a Playboy bunny and paying them off to stay quiet. And now, you know, sitting in a courtroom, ranting. What's wrong with this country? How can we even consider? You know, Gary Hart got knocked out in the Democratic primary because he got a picture taken with a woman on his lap. I'll be back with your calls right after.
You're
this.
Listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
What say you? Back with your calls in just a moment. Nikki Haley, 21.7% in Indiana last year.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt Nair on Air.
CBS News Brief. One person is dead in North Carolina, two in Tennessee, after tornadoes tore through the southeast. WTBF-TV reporter Hunter Hoagland is in Maury County, Tennessee.
We've seen heavy damage pretty much everywhere you look, right? Homes that have collapsed, barns that have caved in, and power lines that have fallen.
President Biden tells CNN he's worried about Israel's use of large American bombs in attacks on the city of Rafah in southern Gaza.
I've made it clear to Bibi in the war cabinet, they're not going to get our support if, in fact, they go in these population centers. We're not walking away from Israel's security. We're walking away from Israel's ability to wage war in those areas.
Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene's attempt to remove House Speaker Mike Johnson has been resoundingly defeated.
On this vote, the yeas are 359, the nays are 43, with seven answering present. The motion is adopted. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
After the vote, Green refused to say whether she'll try again. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A federal appeals court is clearing the way for a high-voltage power line through a nature refuge in southwest Wisconsin. Conservation groups sued to try to stop the line from Dubuque to Middleton. About a mile of it would cross the Upper Mississippi River National Wildlife and Fish Refuge near Cassville. Democrats say Republicans are playing games with millions of dollars for PFAS cleanup statewide and health care in the Chippewa Valley. Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein.
It means that communities from Peshtigo to French Island are still waiting to help clean up their water. And it means that more people won't be getting the health care services they need.
The Joint Finance Committee Tuesday did approve spending $36 million in opioid settlement money. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. The Bruce Springsteen movie project, Deliver Me From Nowhere, is picking up steam. Jeremy Allen White will play the boss, and Jeremy Strong is in talks to play the man behind the boss, manager John Landau. The film is centered around the making of Springsteen's 1982 critically acclaimed album, Nebraska. The film is being adapted from the book, Deliver Me From Nowhere, The Making of Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska by Warren Zanes. Jeremy Strong is best known for playing Sebastian Roy in the HBO hit Succession. Shaquille O'Neal raised some eyebrows when he posted a message on Instagram saying, "I understand. I wouldn't have been in love with me either. Wishing you all the best. All love, Shaq." Social media speculators were out in force, saying it was probably in response to his ex-wife, Shawnee Henderson's new memoir. Shaq and Shawnee have four children together. I promise you, I tried really hard to make a free throw joke here, but it just didn't fit. Hang in there, Shaq. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds and showers developing here the overnight. Upper 40s by sunrise, a northeast wind. On Thursday, showers will be likely. Plentiful cloud cover out there. Highs will be chilly, reaching the lower 50s. It's 53 at our studios.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much, I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah. It's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brewers, Biden's Wisconsin visit, and what's leading the dive at the Trump NYC trial. You cannot miss it.
Weekdays 2 till 4 p.m.
Some amount of nutrients that your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. drmartypets.com/THOM. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. And Josie Ann in Valley Ford, California. Hey, Josie Ann, what's up?
Oh, I just had a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my question is, I don't understand. I'm not a, you know, I mean, I'm not a college graduate or anything, but the expression from the river to the sea, mm-hmm. I don't know why everybody gets upset about that saying. I don't understand it.
There's Israel's borders on the east side is the River Jordan. And on the other side of the river is the country of Jordan. And on the west side is the Mediterranean Ocean, the sea. And one of the slogans that has been used in the past by Palestinians and basically people who just hate Jews or hate Israel is that the entire area should be purged of Jews. You know, from the river to the sea should be Palestine. And so, you know, that's a... you can understand why Israelis and Jews would be a little offended by that, or a lot offended by that. On the other hand, the phrase has been also used by, and is currently right now being used by people like Ben Gavir, these people in these right wing folks in Netanyahu's cabinet, who are saying that from the river to the sea should be entirely Jewish, and that all of the Palestinians should be purged. They want the 20% of Palestinians who are Israeli citizens to be expelled from Israel, and they want all of the Palestinians who are on the West Bank, and the West Bank is up against the Jordan River, and Gaza is up against the sea, they want all of them purged. And so you've got both Palestinian and Jewish ideologues, or whatever you want to call them, who are using this phrase as a way of basically calling for genocide, or at the very least, ethnic cleansing, displacement. There's now a third one that has emerged from the campus protests, where you've got campus protesters chanting peace from the river to the sea. In other words, let's live together. Let's create a two-state solution between the river and the sea. And, you know, let Palestinians have their own country in Gaza and on the West Bank. So it's gotten complicated, and no one really owns that phrase, but that's where it all came about. And but I'd say for the last, you know, 30, 40 years, by and large, the phrase has meant essentially kill all the Jews or expel them from the region. And that's why it's considered so offensive. Answer your question, Josie Ann?
Yeah, but the other thing is, I'm kind of tired of hearing about, you know, when they talk about what's going on over there in Gaza, and well, we got to get to Hamas, we got to get to Hamas. Yeah, but you're killing all these people at the same time, and I'm a little upset. You know, I mean, I know Biden is trying, I understand, but it's a little late his effort. You know, now he's kind of keeping some of the weapons away from them, but...
a lot of them, actually.
Yeah, you know, it should have been dealt with right away. I mean, I don't mind, you know...
Well, right away, we didn't know how extreme Netanyahu was going to be. But I would have liked to have seen this kind of action earlier Now, you know, I don't disagree with that, but I think, you know, we're and Israel's an ally, and the, you know, the, all of these shipments of arms have been based on, you know, treaties and laws that are all, you know, certifiable. They're all good. But
yeah, my thing is, you know, like I said, I'm not like a wizard or anything. I've always questioned, like, why is it that Israel is so well protected?
Because the people
so
around them want
to
kill them.
Yeah, well, yeah. No, there's other reason. I think it pertains to World War II. And I mean, at one point,
that's the point. World War II was
we also know that Henry Ford supported Hitler. He hated Jews, and it didn't put America in a very good light. So I don't know if that's a compensation on our part to make us look good, like, oh, well, you know,
No, I don't think so.
You know,
I think what we're trying to do is stand up for people who have been oppressed and murdered. The problem is
But how many Palestinians have to die for us to stand up for them?
I get that. And beyond that, it's not, you know, the extent that we've been fighting for and standing up for Jewish people, why are we, you know, there's many Black and Hispanics people in this country who are saying, well, wait a minute, why aren't you fighting for and standing up for us? I mean, where is all the outrage about you know, Black and Hispanic racism? You know, thank you for the call. Right now, you've got in Congress Republicans holding hearings. I mean, Liz Stefanik and friends are holding hearings again today. Now they're dragging, instead of college presidents, they're dragging like, you know, school administrators and superintendents of schools before their committee to say, you know, anti-Semitism in K-12. Well, what about anti-Black racism? I mean, that's also a major problem in the United States. In fact, I'd say it's probably arguably a much larger problem. It certainly has been, over the long term, a much deadlier problem and continues to be in many ways. But, of course, you'll never hear a Republican concerned about anti-Black racism. Ari in Eureka, California. Hey, Ari, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. So every time you have a representative on answering questions, people always call in and say, well, why don't we get the word out? Why don't we get the word out? And as much as I would love to see the Tom Hartman coffee store chain across America, I think a better idea is progressive troll farms. I think the only way you can counter troll farms is with troll farms. Is someone doing this? And if they're not, why not?
That's a great suggestion. You know, get one of these very wealthy people. I mean, it doesn't cost a lot. That's why Russia's doing it. It's a very, very cost-effective way of altering public perception. The big challenge right now, Ari, is that the algorithms for both Facebook and Twitter or X have clearly been tweaked to favor right-wing propaganda or trolls and diminish left-wing. But, you know, if they could pick up a following, I like that.
Yeah, we need more traffic. I mean, if we have more traffic, the algorithm is going to change.
Maybe.
Because money.
Maybe. I mean, you know, Zuckerberg was having secret dinners with Trump. Elon Musk is openly supporting Trump and right-wingers. You know, maybe, yeah, that's an interesting thought. Ari, thank you so much for that.
Sign me up. I'll work there.
Okay, there you go. Ari, thanks for the call. Jonathan in Santa Monica. Hey, Jonathan, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi. I got a few things on my mind. A brief comment about those troll farms, though. Before Twitter became X, there was a cover-up of the Hunter Biden. Both families of our last two presidents are basically crime families run by the children of the presidents. And it switches back and forth.
I think that's a pretty absurd statement, Jonathan. Hunter Biden took a job as a member of the board of directors of Burisma, for which he was paid, you know, a stupid amount of money. Doesn't mean that he's a criminal. There were a bunch of other people on that board. He was exploiting the fact that his father was president. He did not run a fake charity. He did not run a fake university. He did not commit tax fraud. He did not commit insurance fraud. You know, the Trump family is clearly criminal right up to their eyebrows. And I just don't think you can say that about Hunter Biden or the Biden family.
Right, but what I'm trying to... All right, that was probably a wrong way to express what I feel about the corruption in both parties. I know the Republican Party is worse, but we are faced with this choice between two evils.
So what are you going to do about it, Jonathan?
Well, I voted for Jill Stein, but the problem is...
In that case, then you voted for Donald Trump. Jonathan, thanks for the call. I have a thing against talking to stupid people, so I'm going to move along. John in Portland. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Tom.
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
So I'm going to preface this by saying that I am a House district leader for the local Democratic Party, and I'm a neighborhood leader. So I hear this all the time in our meetings about trying to get the word out. And your last caller talking about the troll farms. That's one way to do it. I don't know. I'm wondering, did you ever watch Prime Minister's Questions on BBC America?
Oh, yeah. I used to love it.
Okay. So one of my things that I used to watch in there is that if you got a moron like Donald Trump up in front of there, he would be absolutely unable to answer policy questions.
I agree.
In any way that would convince anyone to. So why doesn't the Democratic Party form a shadow government to question that and to say, this is what the Republicans are doing. This is what the party in power is doing. This is what we would do in this situation.
John, you are arguing. I argued for that. In fact, I wrote an op-ed arguing for that during the Trump presidency. You're singing my song.
Great. I love
your tune. Minds think alike.
I've always wanted to ask Ro Khanna or Pocan, but I'm never driving consistently enough that I catch these guys. I would love to hear what they have to say about that if you ever have a chance to bring it up.
I'll try to remember.
The only way to get the message out there is to do it effectively.
Yeah.
And if you put Donald Trump up in front and make him ask policy questions, he's going to fail, and people are going to say, we don't want this moron as a president.
And not just Trump, pretty much any Republican, because most of their policy positions are based on lies or, you know, cheap rhetoric. Thank you, John. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
46 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. I'll be right back with you.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. Of course, we'll follow the Bucks through the playoffs and bring you Badgers and Packers when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour, now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip today for saving on streaming TV. Ever wonder if those streaming companies' whole business model is just luring us in with free trial subscriptions and then making it feel so hard to cancel? Well, spoiler alert, that is exactly what they do. The best way to keep your streaming costs in check is just using some old-fashioned financial elbow grease. Take 20 minutes and have a money meeting with yourself. Look at your bank statements, your credit card bills. Make a list of every service you signed up for. And if you are anything like, well, everyone else, there's probably at least one thing you're not using. Cancel it. Anything you haven't watched in the last month, just cancel it. You can always sign back up again. They make that pretty easy. Between now and then, you'll save yourself a bunch of money. For more tips like these, go to workmoney.org or text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Take good care.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WIS Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag you're it. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there's a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quick. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients that your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats, by going to drmartypets.com/Tom, or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. drmartypets.com/THOM. 8 minutes before the hour. Charles in Miami. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind today?
Well, how are you doing today?
Good. What's up?
Okay. I called you because I had an epiphany, and I think it started from this weekend.
Yeah, Charles, I'm having a real hard time understanding you again. Are you just using your phone normally, or are you using Bluetooth or something? This happens a lot when you call.
Okay, what about now? Is it better?
Yeah, I mean, just use a phone, you know, use your regular phone. So what's on? So you said you had an epiphany?
Yeah, unfortunately, it wasn't good.
Uh-oh.
Because when I think about yesterday, I think sort of solidified into my mind because, you know, all the Stormy Daniels stuff, and there go Eileen Cannon, you know, postponing the trial.
Mm-hmm.
Indefinitely, to me, in my mind. And
right.
But I'm just thinking, you know, you go back and you think about, I would say, Reagan, what he did to Carter with the with the hostages.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to Nixon. You know, messing with the Paris Accords, keeping the Vietnam War going. And I'm just thinking, there's too many Republicans. It's probably going to be prosecuted if Trump goes to trial. And then, especially what he did for January 6th. And I'm just thinking, it's in the bag, man. No matter what, the courts are going to delay, you know.
Some of the courts.
To delay everything.
Judge Mershon is not doing any delays, and Judge Shutkin was trying not to do any delays.
No. I meant the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court has. And even right now, why aren't we at least marching in front of their homes or in front of the courts? Yeah. You know, the Supreme Court itself saying, you know, let's get this decision over with. They should be making this decision and making it final. But by them delaying it, I think they're going to try everything in their power to steal this election under our...
I think you're right. And my final prediction of the day is that Trump gets convicted in New York in this Stormy Daniels trial, this election interference trial, and then he appeals it to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court lets him off. We'll see what happens. Yeah, that's what I think is going to happen. Charles, thanks for the call. Marguerite in Greenville, South Carolina. Hey, Marguerite, what's up?
Hi. Tom, you mentioned a while ago the hearings in D.C. that are going on.
Yeah, right now.
All of these hearings for these college presidents and the now high school presidents, that's so similar to the communist hearings that went back, what, in the 40s?
Yeah, it's like HUAC all over again, the House Un-American Activities Committee.
Right, exactly. And they are intimidating these people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, look at what happened with the president of Colombia. They terrified her, and she just caved and said, okay, I'll bring in the cops. We'll do the whole brutal thing.
And the lady from Harvard quit.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, I know there was other circumstances, but the effect was that, you know, that she quit effectively.
Mm-hmm.
After that, so
yeah.
I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah. Well, thank you. You did a good job of it. I appreciate the call. Thank you, Marguerite. Paul in Chicago. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hi there. Thanks for taking my call. I'm fed up. I'm tired. I'm really disgusted, frankly, by the justice system in the fact that now we're hearing that the judge in Florida has postponed the trial indefinitely, and the prosecutor, what I'm most upset about is that the special prosecutor who threatened a month ago to file for a writ of mandamus against this judge has done nothing.
Well, we don't know. I mean, she just did the indefinite postponement yesterday. So, you know, give Jack Smith a week.
Oh no, but he was going to do it. He was going to do it when they didn't get the results of those rulings a month ago.
Yeah.
And it's not just that. It's you know, the judge in New York the other day literally told Donald Trump's attorney and Donald Trump that, you know, you're the former president of the United States, and you could be the president again, and then wouldn't throw him into jail for contempt. I mean, it's like they're favoring this man, and it's just corroding the rule of law in this country.
I completely agree. You know, I completely agree. And you know, hopefully we'll get past this, and we can recover from it. Paul, thank you. Yes, well said. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560.
That's 800-478.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we go beyond the cheese for National Lost Sock Memorial Day and talk to a longstanding Wisconsin sock maker. Paul Noonan with sports, Brittany Merlot with weather and wine. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah, it's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.